President Trump says he's ready to hit China with more tariffs as soon as this week. He's already imposed a 10% tariff on hundreds of billions of dollars in Chinese goods. Now he's threatening to raise that tariff to 25%. He's also considering new tariffs on other Chinese exports. Trump says the hikes are in response to China backtracking on previous commitments. Despite the bump in the road, another round of trade talks is scheduled between the two countries in Washington on Thursday, one day before these new tariffs could be announced. So what would these tariffs mean for U.S. consumers, especially here in Wisconsin, and for the prospects of a long-term trade deal? Avik Chakrabarty is an associate professor of economics at UW-Milwaukee. His areas of expertise include international trade and investment. Avik, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, how big a deal would these new tariffs be, going from 10 to 25%, adding some new products? This is a lot of money potentially, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if people in China, particularly the ones who are making the decisions, calling the shots, coming to the United States and cutting a deal, reneging on their previous deals, they should have known that this is coming. Had they realized that what President Trump says is what he essentially delivers, they would not have taken this risk of trying his patience. And I think, you know, at this point, the Thursday meeting is important, but the Chinese delegates, they need to convince ours here in the United States that what they were doing, essentially engaging in a trade war that's detrimental to their people more, is kind of senseless. So if they can move back from that, I think it's a win-win situation from both the countries. So I think it's a big deal, but if they, you know, stick to it, then I think China has more to lose than the United States.
And a lot of people with different opinions about the value of tariffs, a lot of people do seem to agree that China is in some ways a bad actor when it comes to international trade. Avik, can you tell us the kind of practices that have people worried when it comes to what China does on trade?
Right. You know, in addition to imposing unusually high tariffs on great customers like, you know, United States, which is purchases so much of the United States good, it has a very hidden strategy, which falls at the intersection of trade and finance, where we understand that basically they manipulate their currency's price, the exchange rate between the Chinese yuan and any other hard currency in this world. And the way they do it is by buying and selling their currency in a way that economists call sterilization. And that way they're able to keep their currency undervalued for a long, long time. And that makes U.S. customers feel at ease to buy their products. It's easy to get more of Chinese currency for every dollar. And therefore, we keep buying more and more of cheap, or if it's more politically correct, the cost-efficient Chinese products that also lack quality compared to goods that we manufacture in the United States and European nations. So China has taken many nations, particularly the United States, for a ride for a long, long time. And I think it took a leader like President Trump to come by and open our eyes, not just academics and economists, but also the eyes of working people, that if we stand behind him, if we show that we support his commitment to put America first, I think countries like China have no possibility of taking us for a ride in the future.
Now, one concern people have had about the tariffs that are already there and maybe higher tariffs is that this could hurt American consumers who buy the products made in China, and can hurt American manufacturers who maybe get raw materials or parts from China. Is there a significant economic price that we could pay here?
Only in the very, very short run. Okay, so if China makes a mistake of taking President Trump less seriously, and they should take every tweet, everything that he's trying to signal to them before it gets too late for them. I think China is going to lose a huge market to other countries, particularly like India. You know, just like President Trump is trying to lead this country back to where it used to be in the world's view, there's another leader in India, Prime Minister Modi, who's highly capable, and he's leading the nation to a point where India could take away a lot of markets that China has been dominating in that area from Asia. And China has a lot to lose, not just in the short run, in the long run, whereas U.S. customers might feel a little brunt. I mean, they might feel a little pinch in prices, and the U.S. producers, manufacturers might see China retaliating. But I doubt that, you know, given that the Chinese leadership understands that we have a president who is not only highly, highly educated, but also a successful business person, that they're going to win this against his wit and his experience. So I'm hoping that China would not kind of shoot itself in its foot. And if it does, then there are countries like particularly India, which can step in the medium run, in the long run, and become the next big trading partner with the United States without us having to worry about China or any other country in the future trying to basically take their biggest customer for a ride.
Talking to Avik Chakrabarty, Associate Professor of Economics at UW-Milwaukee, looking at President Trump's threat to increase tariffs on China and to add new products to the list of products that have these tariffs imposed on them. This coming in a week where the U.S. and China, where trade negotiators are supposed to meet to work out a deal. Avik, what would a good trade deal between the U.S. and China look like? Spell out the outlines for us. I know it gets complicated in the finer points.
I think the best thing is completely free trade. Okay, so no hidden agenda, no reneging. China understands that its economy depends almost entirely on the United States having a trading partner in China, and United States consumers benefit, but China has to definitely come clean and try to understand that President Trump is trying to do the best for this nation, and it's also in the interest of China, like every leader does it for their nation, they should. Every well-meaning leader, and President Trump is trying to do that for his people. The Chinese leadership should do the same for their people rather than having a hidden agenda somewhere in there where they're trying to renege on previous commitments or even cut quality to lower price or manipulate currency. They need to get rid of all these things. The best thing would be that just like the voters in the United States showed a great confidence in our president, the Chinese government should also understand that there are people behind President Trump who understand that he's trying his best to get this economy back on track, and the signs are showing. So I think the best deal is for China to basically commit to what President Trump is asking from them in a very well-meaning way. The word threat has come up in the media many times. It's not a threat. It's more like a signal from President Trump saying that America comes first to him, not any other nation. And there's absolutely nothing wrong in any president or prime minister. Like I said, for Prime Minister Modi, India comes first. But, the idea is if these countries can clear up their misgivings about the support that the leaders have from their people, I think they will be doing good for themselves, as well as the larger population that they have commanded votes from.
And Avik, I want to turn to a concern here in Wisconsin. We have farmers concerned, soy farmers in Wisconsin and neighboring states, for example, worried that, okay, in the future, maybe this comes out good, but there's been back and forth tariffs with China and other countries. They're facing retaliatory tariffs that are making it hard for them to stay in business while this all gets ironed out. What are your hopes for them?
See, I have one thing to tell people such as the Wisconsin farmers that, look, there's always a trade-off in any choice that we make, right? So there will be winners and losers. But as an economist, having studied economics for so many years, I can guarantee that President Trump has no intention to put the farmers any far back than they need to worry about right now. Basically, the idea is that the farmers or even some manufacturers who might lose a little bit in the short run, they would regain a lot with a more clarified, no hidden agenda type of deal with a trading partner, be it China, be it India. They would gain a lot more in that trade in the long run. And by long run, I don't mean like that John Maynard Keynes once said, we are all dead in the long run. Mm-hmm. That's not the long run we're talking about. We're talking about roughly maybe 5 years, 6 years down the road, when we look back at this presidency and we proudly say that President Trump had done exactly what the United States needed for a long, long time. And of course, there were efforts like that by other presidents too. But I think President Trump has made it his priority that win or lose, he's going to do it right.
In our last minute or so, Avik, what is the next step you are watching for? What's the next signal you're watching for?
I think if the Thursday meeting goes well, then there will not be any further issues that either our consumers and farmers and manufacturers have to worry about or anybody else has to worry about. But if for some reason the Thursday talks don't go in favor of the United States, I think there will be action on the part of our government imposing more tariffs. They may give China a little more time, but that's the choice of our president and his advisors. But at the end of the day, I think whether it's this Thursday's talk or the time that our president allows China to reconsider if these talks fail, I think eventually what we need to watch for is the overall well-being of the population, and whether it's China or India. I think the United States will definitely find a trading partner in its current ones as well as future ones that will be beneficial for the people at large.
Avik, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Avik Chakrabarty is an associate professor of economics at UW-Milwaukee. We talked with him about President Trump's plan to raise tariffs on Chinese goods. Trump says he wants to increase tariffs from 10 to 25% on certain Chinese imports. He also wants to impose new tariffs on other goods. The hikes could go into effect as soon as Friday, but as we heard, there are negotiations going on Thursday that could impact that. You can let us know what you think about the president's trade policies. Email ideas@WPR.org, or you can always tweet us at Central Time WPR. What do you think about the president's threat to increase tariffs and what's going on with Wisconsin's agricultural exports?